You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 15th of Sha'ban in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa and most countries of the world. So for that, we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So inshallah, in this time allocated to me, there are five different issues that we have to discuss. The first one is this: from now till Ramadan, what should we do? So the first thing we should do is we should read the du'as that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in Mishkat Sharif. It is mentioned. Now we will read: Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah during these few days, 2 weeks that are left now for Ramadan Mubarak. And Ya Allah, spare us for Ramadan. How many a person is waiting for Ramadan and suddenly we hear he or she passed away? So Almighty Allah knows best. And second dua is mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh. Those of you who've been to Aqsa, you're going to Aqsa. So remember, as soon as you enter, you will see on the left-hand side the graveyard, the cemetery. Maqbara al-Rahma, the graveyard of mercy, is buried there. He taught us, Ubadah bin Samit, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the following dua is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save us for Ramadan. No accidents, no hijacking, no sickness. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. And Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. No vaccine and no COVID and no pandemic and scamdemic and all those type of things. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And O Almighty Allah, all our broken effort, speech, and good deeds and righteous actions, we accept it in your court. So these are simple du'as we all should try and read it, inshaAllah. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, celebrated student is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, celebrated student is Hafiz Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hanbali writes in Lataiful Ma'arif, when we studied the Sahaba, Tabi'in, the pious predecessors, we found that during this month here now, when Sha'ban was about to end and the month of Ramadan was about to begin, like now, so we saw that the people were engaged in 2-3 different actions. Action number one, they were reading Quran Sharif abundantly. And especially those people who are going to perform Taraweeh, the Imams and the Ulama and the Uffaz. So therefore they call it Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qaris, the month of where the people. So now we told many of you and some practice on it, Allah Qabool Farmai, that last night complete your Quran Sharif. Now we have 2 weeks left. So let us try and complete another Quran. If we did not complete the Quran Sharif last night, so inshallah, in the remaining weeks, we try and complete it. See, I give you homework for each one of you. We always try and please people. This one must be happy with us, this one must be happy with us. In Musnad al-Bazzar Hadith Kitab, he, Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Lawadittu. If you knew the Arabic language, Lawadittu means Al-Mubalagha fi Tamanni. It is my ardent desire, my strong desire, that لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my desire, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said that every ummati of mine, male, female, adult and child, you should by heart Surah Yasin. MashaAllah, many of us know it, others don't know it. You've got 2 weeks. Set yourself a target that it is Surah 36 and 83 verses. So every day I can learn 3-4 verses before Ramadan Mubarak comes. I have hafiz of Surah Yasin. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be so pleased with us. And Mustadrak Hakim is mentioned, same words. لَوَجِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Every member of my ummah, male, female, adult, child, I want you, it is my ardent and strong desire, that you by heart Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter 67, 30 verses. So every day start today, two ayats. So this is for us to do. Inshallah, tomorrow, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Because you learn Surah Yasin, by heart, because you learn Surah Mulk, you wake up with the Hufaz and you are raised with the Hafiz. Because that is Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Thereafter, what we should do, Ibn Rajab Hanbali writes in Lataiful Ma'arif, we saw the Sahaba, meaning they heard from their teachers and so forth, and Tabi'een and pious predecessors, they were giving out zakat, they were giving out sadaqat, they were giving out khairat. So that the poor Muslim families could have good meals during the month of Ramadan. So me and you, sometimes we spend so much, remember, on our iftari and on our own things. But do we really think of the poor people, Muslim and non-Muslim? Zakat is for the Muslims and sadaqah is for great non-Muslims also, great Muslimin also. So every day from now, Allah gave us. So mashallah, swadaqah, swadaqah. What is the meaning of swadaqah? Did we ever wonder, ponder, reflect over it? Swadaqah means every person in Arabic, you say, kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidhaq. Everybody used to tell Layla, they love her. Layla say, nobody loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. So they told Majnoon, Majnoon means like, how you youngsters, you see, I'm madly in love with her. Madly also, he'll make a mud. Mud and mad, both translation, both spelling is the same, M-A-D. So madly and mud, same translation. So Majnoon now, he was crazy, madly in love with Layla. So they told him, Majnoon, that see her eyes also a little bit squint. And she's not so perfect the way you describe her. What did he say? He said that you need to have the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. After Jummah Salah today, you go to your wife and you tell her, my darling, my popi, my sweetheart, today you're looking so beautiful and my eyes are now really dazzled with your beauty. She will go for Mi'raj in Shaban. What do you think will happen? So you must remember these type of things here. So we must learn all these things here. So brothers, that let us prepare for Ramadan by studying the meaning of Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqul zunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. Today we say we're making tawbah, but I see you still smoking bidi, still got the cigarettes and vape and so forth. But you're making dua, Allahumma jirna minan nar, Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But we start the fire ourselves. Who started the agarbati and all these things? So brothers, think about it properly. So that's topic number one. Topic number two, did you study our Islamic calendar, our lunar calendar? Study it. Shaban came, 15th night of Shaban is history now. So you must remember that. That is the introduction to prepare us. What is Ramadan? In the first 20 days, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The true believer, he is intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, for your love, for your pleasure, I will not eat, I will not drink, which is halal, and I will not go to my spouse and so forth during the fasting hours. So imagine, for a greater cause, and what is that? You will be pleased with me, and I will learn self-restraint and self-discipline. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So al-idharu, we are displaying our love for Almighty Allah. You know, during Ramadan, 8 years, 7 years, I can't remember, I used to go to South America, various countries. So once I went and I was traveling, you know, you go to different time zones. So I had to fast. I told my wife not to fast. But I kept fast 22 hours, you know. So this is stewards, and they just come trouble you. Say, sir, you must have some water. You know, sir, even God, you will understand. You can't be doing, it's very dangerous. I say, you know what, just put a sticker here by me and say, don't offer anything. You're making me mix up now in all this type of thing. See, non-Muslims, they will encourage you to break the fast. But we, when we have the true love for Almighty Allah, then fasting 18 hours, 20 hours, 22 hours, inshallah we manage. Himmat marda, madad khuda. You must make some himmat and some courage. Allah's help will come, inshallah. So that is your first 20 days. So siyamun bin nahar. We are fasting, so wamun bin nahar. And qawwamun bin layl. And then taraweeh. Go to that masjid where they read taraweeh. Not where they read Ferrari. You understand? Just bang, bang, and quick, quick, and this, and all these things. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that's and this. I imam the Buharu. You understand? 15, 20 minutes, 20 rakats, all done and all. Sina Haram Sharif. Now again they announced for this year that there will be only 10 rakats. So 80%, I can tell you, of the Mu'tamirin, Zahirin, they in Makkah, Medina, they say, man, 10 rakats bhi chalta hai, what we must eat 20 rakats. You see, brothers, so that is what they want. That everywhere you must compromise, 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 apologize. You must practice Islam little bit. And then you see, you're getting the adverts now. So go for Makkah, Medina, Umrah, and go check the Grand Prix also in Jeddah. So if you look at the package, you will see it's written there Makkah 2 days, Medina 2 days, and 3 days Jeddah Grand Prix. So this is the Ummah today. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. We want to please everybody. Allah don't accept it. We must be 100% devoted, dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahakku an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. If you have true iman, our aim must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and to please Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People like, don't like, it's not our business. So that's your first 20 days. Then there's a progression in our love. Ya Allah, now I love you so much. My wife is beloved to me. My children are beloved to me. My shop and job is beloved to me. But now I want to come and sit for itikaf. But you can't be sitting for itikaf if you've got a trail of debts and you got this problem, then you make nafil etikaf, come spend few hours in a masjid. But sunnat etikaf of last 10 days, and you will find in Kanzul Ummal and so forth, ka hajjataini wa umratain, you will receive the reward of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. So you come, so it's a progression of love. And what is the main aim of etikaf? You will find Laylatul Qadr. Almighty Allah teaches us, all of you, so many kuffar, so many ulama, all you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Did you ever read Surah Al-Qadr, chapter 97, and receive some inspiration? What is Surah Qadr? Inna anzalnahu. How many letters are there in that surah? 114. To show you that there are 114 surah chapters in the Noble Quran. How many words are there in Surah Qadr? 30. And remember, 30 parts of the Noble Quran. And which is the greatest night of the Islamic calendar? Laylatul Qadr. Mata Laylatul Qadr? When is Laylatul Qadr? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda was a genius. When he was Khalifa, he assemble senior sahaba, emergency meeting. What is on the menu? What is the agenda? Mata Laylatul Qadri. Senior sahaba were there, a youngster, 16, 17 years old. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is there. Sahaba objected.
What is this fatah? What is this youngster doing here? I'm now almost. Sayyidina Umar was genius. He kept quiet. He asked the Sahabi, that Sahabi, that Sahabi, what you say? So they gave their opinions. Last and finally, he asked him, Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, 16, 17 years old, Ma ra'ayuka ya fata? What do you have to say? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Iltamisuha fil ashr al-awakhir, fil awtari min ashr al-awakhir. Look and search for it in the last 10 nights and in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. The famous hadith in Mishkat Musnadah. He says it is 27 nights. The last 10 nights, the 7th night, 27 nights. You can't be making a statement and then you don't substantiate, corroborate it with some dalail and evidence. Sayyidina Umar asked him, Jib dalail, bring the dalail and evidence. He starts, the youngster. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I looked at the skies. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat, 7 skies. Wa min al-ardi mithlahun, the land and the sand, 7. I looked at the tawurul insan. I looked at the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. And I saw Quran speak of 7 stages. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. And I saw the food of human beings. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَدْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا. I studied the tawaf of people, 7 rounds, sabatu ashwat. I studied the sa'i of people 7 times. And all this is giving. Sayyidina Umar is elated and delighted. He looks at senior sahaba. You objected on this youngster being here. See, he's teaching us a lesson. And in the ending, Amirul Mu'mineen said, Uwafikuka ayyuhal fata. I also agree with you. Go read Surah Qadr. Hiya. You see the word hiya, 27th word. To tell you Laylatul Qadr, insha'Allah, is on the 27th night. And if you study Laylatul Qadri, count the letters, it is 9 times, 9 letters, and it is mentioned thrice in the surah. You are a party, you know better than me. 9 times 3, 27. So see, this you call Lata'iful Tafsir. How you from the noble Quran, but you have to have that heart to be receptive to the Quran. You have to have taqwa and piety. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ Allah. When a person has true taqwa, Allah will teach him things which he never saw in kitabs. Remember this type of things. So my brothers, what is Ramadan? Ramadan is fasting. That is a duty. And tilawatul Quran is the beauty. So when you sit for itikaf, your aim must be Laylatul Qadr. That is the primary objective of itikaf. Itikaf must not be merrymaking and we are 40, 50 years. When I was in Pretoria, I went to lecture. So as the one youngster, everybody tells me that you like to sit in this masjid here. They call Dokrat Masjid, famous. I ask him, why you sit here? He said, the chows are so smart here. You will never get chows like that even at home. So rather I come and sit for itikaf. Now, if that is our intention, now what do you expect, you see? We make it a big jol and a big party and merrymaking and so forth. That is not the purpose, brothers. Go sit rather in that masjid where nobody sits. Oh, 1-2 brothers sit. So then you will understand what really etikaf is all about. No, I want to sit, click and all this, tell panchat of everybody, ribat in the masjid. Now, what can be expected of that etikaf? First 20 days, we stayed away from our eating, drinking. Last 10 days, we left our wife day and night, and we went to the masjid. We left our children, shop, job. Then Eid al-Fitr is announced. Now what happens? There's a progression in love. Quran Kareem teaches us, Al-Hajju Ashhur Ma'lumat, Min Eid al-Fitri ila Eid al-Adha. The 2 months, 10 days, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, first 10 days of Zulhijjah. These are the months of Hajj. You can fasten your ihram on 1st of Shawwal, These are the months. You say, I'm making Ifrad Hajj, I'm making Kiran Hajj. All permissible. And Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, but you have to stay in the haram for a long period. So remember that. Now we say, Ya Allah, my heart is saturated with your love. My hair is not important, I will shave it. My clothing is unimportant, I will wear my towels. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. My socks and shoes are not important, I will walk bare feet, I will wear chappal and some sandals, and I'll come to your house. So study your Taraweeh, study your Siyam, study your fasting, study your Umrah, study your Hajj. Everything has one common theme, and that is to display and express our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we should understand that as well. And therefore the hadith says, Man sama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba, Man qama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba, Man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wahtisaba. Everywhere towards a mention, iman and ihtisab, for our siyam and fasting, for our qiyam and taraweeh, and our Laylatul Qadr. Then Allah Jalla Wala will forgive all the sins. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhkhar. Rawahu an-Nasa'i. There must be iman internally, and we must be such that we are. We must remember that, showing, displaying our love. That is second, third topic. Fourth topic we have is study the micro. Study our South Africa. How many Muslim people are being kidnapped and hijacked? You know Hafiz Zakaria. I was in contact regularly. When he came, his wife sent me a message. Our beloved Zakaria is back home. 5 months. What he paid all that, I don't know. You all know better. 5 months. What the family went through. Our brother Ibrahim Jiva, he was taken 10 o'clock in the morning. Next day they found him. Well, Allah's help, less than 24 hours. How many other Muslims? So brothers, we need to ask ourselves, do we really read this dua? Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And these are not some amateurs, they're professionals. I went there to see where the incident took place over the Hafiz Zakaria. And remember that he used to make salam before the imam makes dua, he used to go away. These four guys were waiting for him outside, all that long kurtas and AK-47 underneath. See? Well prepared. And they knew exactly what they are doing. You must remember that. So brothers, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And a hadith in the Mursal of Imam Abu Dawood, ajib hadith it is. Dawu mardakum bi sadaqa. For the people who are ill and sick and so forth, then give out charity. You give out the charity in cash your kind. And then second one, hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. That protect your wealth by the payment of zakat. And wastaqbilu amwaj al-bala'i bid-du'a'i wa tadarru. Study Quran. Brothers, we have abandoned the Quran. Who study the usloob, the methodology of Quran. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. Allah speaks of Ramadan. Which verse I must have? Which verse I must have? You see, I'm speaking to jinnats here, you understand? I just sleep half the time, catch fish half the time. So which verse I must have? 186. The Maulana answered, you see, what about you? So 186. Before that, Allah speaks about Ramadan, ending Ramadan in a majlis, not Ramadan. Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulallah, Arabuna qareebun fanunadi. Is our Allah very, very near? Then we will fanunaji, we will just whisper to him. Ambaidun fanunadi, and we far, we will scream and shout. Chapter 2, verse 186, Allah revealed the verse. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. Ya Allah, that sahaba are asking Nabi alayhi salam, that where are you, near or far? Tell them inni qareeb. I'm so near, so near. That ujibu da'wat da'i da'an. I will answer your du'as. So Ramadan, my brothers, suhoor time, sehri time, iftar time, night time, Allah se mangna hai. Keep on begging Almighty Allah. It's not only Maulana must make du'a, we must make our own du'a. Create the environment in our own homes and so forth and so on. Our micro situation, our country, you know the Bela Bal. Did you read it? You're just waiting for the Maulana's ulama to say something. They're teaching your children who are not baligh about masturbation. They're teaching your children who are not baligh. You can have two fathers and two mothers. They're teaching them from that masoom age where they're so innocent that lesbian and gay business is acceptable. Imagine. So I read a story the other day. I mentioned it on the radio. So one Muslim lady, they were speaking about it in school. So he picked up his hand. He said, ma'am, I got two mummies. I got two mothers. So she got very excited. She said, come here. She said, what you mean you got two mummies? He said, no, my father, he belongs to Marisburg and he got two wives. You see? So your mother said, I got two mummies. And he didn't say Marisburg, I'm just making for you. See? So you must remember these things here, you'll see. So the shalaiti was better, he shut the mouth up of the ma'am or teacher, whatever you want to call. So remember, they're attacking your children from that innocent age. Then you see that you have other challenges now, politically and otherwise. Islam is being demonized everywhere. So my brothers, my last 5 minutes now, I got Maulana said to think them to be thicker. The biggest challenge the Ummah is facing now is the issue of Gaza, of Palestine. Every one of you who have performed Hajj, you have performed Umrah, I give this fatwa every day almost. Today, in this day and this age, I was with Mohan Abdulaziz Amot and his son Hafiz, Dr. Umar. So he told me, Hafiz Sahab, doctor, I'm going Aqsa. And I said, MashaAllah. I appeal to you, all you listeners, my fatwa, whether you agree or don't agree, is your business. So you must remember, in this day and this age, you have performed Hajj, you have performed Umrah. But if you go to Aqsa now, you will get more reward than going to Makkah and Medina. They need you, my brothers. Who is there for them? You know what the Jutlas are doing? The Jutlas want to now, they want to finish up the ceasefire. And even yesterday, today also they said, if tomorrow Hamas does not release the three hostages, the war will resume. Because Trump told them, leave everything, we can take the whole Gaza away. But our Mujahideen, our Hamas. So you must say you are part of Hamas. Why are you so frightened, O youth, O people? We must say, we are going to take over the whole of Palestine and we're going to kick the Jutlas out. You are squatters in this country, yeah. You got nothing to do. Our 6 million brothers, sisters, children, Palestinians who are living in the diaspora, each one of them must have a right to come back. So that is what Quran is teaching us. But who's there to read Quran? We just read Surah Yasin, kiss it, put away. Ya Allah, give barakat in my business. Is that Quran, my brother? All you ulama, all you students, all of you who know Arabic, go read this book. And if you haven't got it, just send me a message, 071-888-1184. You can contact Brother Yunus, he'll give you my number. So I will send you the book, the PDF, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. Victory is ours, you must remember. Yesterday was a very nice incident. Elon Musk is born in South Africa, not a big shaitan. His lighty is with his father there in the Oval Office. I went inside the White House, what is it? Nothing. We went to United Nations also, what is it? Nothing. We went to go to, now I was performing Tarawih there. In Hagerstown. Hagerstown to Camp David is 15 minutes. So they had one brother in 2000, Wajid Bhai from Pakistan. I said, Wajid Bhai, mujhe jana hai. He said, kaha jana hai? I said, Camp David jana hai. His wuzu nearly broke. He said, I'm here 40 years, I never went there. You come 2 days ago. He said, chalo, chalte hai, we see what happens. So we went, but he was very, the steering also was shaking like that, you know. So I said, chalo, what you fearing so much? Then, this is 2000, America was good that time, no problem for us. So nobody will question you, and you walk like this, nobody troubles you. So then we went. So then they had a board there, if you pass here, then we will shoot you. I said, now take you, then you get out from here. You understood? So you must remember. So brothers, so he was there, Elon Musk. You must remember there, what is like, he's 7, 8 years old. His father is speaking something. So he went to Trump and told him, you're not the president. See, what disgrace right in his Oval Office in the White House. He said, he's trying to tell my father is the president. So this is how Allah disgraces them. The message I want to give you is go now to Jummah tonight. Chapter 17 and verse number 104. Chapter 17 and verse number 7. Juxtapose and draw a comparison and see what is unfolding. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. Allah says, when the final promise comes of Allah, the nearer we are approaching Qiyamah, we will bring you in droves and droves. We will bring the American army, we will bring the British army, we will bring the Indian army. 70, 65 countries are helping the Jutlas and Jutlis. And our Hamas are 15, 20,000 people only. What Allah says about them? Did you ever make dua? We must become part of the army to liberate Palestine. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. You ask any person who knows Arabic. جَاءَ is a verb of the past tense. And إِذَا is there. When إِذَا precedes a verb in the past tense, the meaning goes to the future. All the ayats of Qiyamah is like that. إِذَا سَمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ. إِذَا سَمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. The Muslim army will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure your faces. You heard last week? The Israeli chief of the army said 11,000 soldiers of theirs dispatched, they gone to hell. He didn't say that, I'm telling you. And 71,000 soldiers injured, some permanently. They're in the transit zone to go to Jahannam. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. This Muslim army, Hamas, Jihad Islami, and others who will join them, they will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. The other Arab states want to sell Aqsa in Palestine. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. They think they got America's veto. They can do what they want to. Allah Jalla Wala states that we will crush their, the Muslim army will crush their pride and arrogance. Make dua, brothers, sisters, children. Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect all our masajid. And Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima iman. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله
ولله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل ثم قال يا بني وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله في السر والعلن وذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وحافظوا على الجمع والجماعة ووطنوا أنفسكم على السمع والطاعة واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة قدسه ثم ثلث بالمؤمنين من برية جنه وإنسه فقال تبجيرا لقدر حبيبه وتعظيما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام البخيل من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرا اللهم فصلي وسلم وبارك على أحب خلقك إليك وأكرمهم لديك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وتابعيه كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر صديق نبيك من قال في حقه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا وارض اللهم عن الناطق بالصدق والصواب من قال في حقه سيد الجن والبشر لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر وارض اللهم عن كامل الحياء والإيمان من قال في حقه سيد ولد عدنان لكل نبي رفيق في الجنة ورفيقي فيها عثمان بن عفان وارض اللهم عن مركز الولاية والقضاء من قال في حقه النبي الأواه من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وارض اللهم عن السيدين ريحانتي سيد الكونين من قال في حقهما سيد الكونين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين وارض اللهم عن أمهما من قال في حقها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيرة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال تعالى فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش، إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله، بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.